Welcome to a special podcast for Christmas weekend 2021. We take a detour from Exodus this week to celebrate and observe Christmas. This week we pray for the peoples of the world and for those who govern to seek the will of God in their work and that the peoples of the earth may come to know the Savior Jesus. My next podcast will be January 7th. May you all have a blessed Christmas and a blessed New Year. If you have enjoyed the podcast and find it to be a blessing, please share a link to it with a friend. Our first lesson is from Isaiah chapter 7. Again, the Lord spoke to Ahaz, "Ask a sign of the Lord your God. Let it be deep as Sheol or high as heaven." But Ahaz said, "I will not ask, and I will not put the Lord to the test." And he said, "Hear then, O house of David, is it too little for you to weary men that you weary my God also? Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." Our next reading is from Matthew chapter 1. Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband, Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, "Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. "Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us." When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but knew her not until she had given birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus. Our next reading is from 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 to 16. "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. In this the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God abides in us, and his love is perfected in us. By this we know that we abide in him and he in us, because he has given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and testify that the Father has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him, and he in God. So we have come to know and to believe the love that God has for us. God is love, and whoever abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. From Luke chapter 2. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone round them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased. When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us. And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them. Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Sometimes when you go back and watch a series going way back, you realize that there were characters early on that are no longer there, and for whatever reason they were written out or something happened, maybe even a tragedy, and so everything went on without them. In our lives, we have people that pass in and out of our own lives, sometimes because they move to a new place, like grade school friends. Sometimes we get to know older neighbors when we're younger and they have gone to heaven by the time we're grown. Sometimes this applies to grandparents, and sometimes, sadly, to parents. Nothing in this life is guaranteed. Parents are important. They guide us. They teach us wisdom. They help us through our formational years. Growing up, I always loved the story of the character Superman. And as powerful as Superman is, there is one event where he is powerless. He has this good father who has always raised him, always imparted his care and his wisdom, taught him to be a good man, and one day he grabs his left hand in pain, and a heart attack suddenly takes Superman's dad away from him, even as Superman was powerless to do anything about it. Let's return to real life. Jesus had a good dad on earth, a loving father who got him through his formational years. No mistake, Jesus always was strongly connected to his heavenly Father. But Joseph was a good man who cared for him and saw to his physical and spiritual care. He took Jesus to fulfill the law of the Lord, presenting him at the temple and making a sacrifice. He saw to it that Jesus was circumcised. He moved him to Egypt away from danger when Jesus was a toddler, until he would eventually return to Nazareth of Galilee. And even as Jesus came to Jerusalem for the Passover one last time before he was crucified, Joseph and Mary took him to Jerusalem every year for the feast of the Passover while he was growing up. It wasn't a matter of jumping in the car and going there either. Mary was a young woman, a virgin, and Joseph found that she was with child. We know that this child was from the Holy Spirit, but Joseph was engaged to her. Now, Joseph had a decision to make. A rash man would have behaved differently, but Joseph wasn't just a man. He was a just man. You hear the difference, don't you? What does it mean that Joseph was just? He had the option of seeing his bride to be stoned. He could have had that done. That was the punishment for adultery. Certainly, he could have put the woman to shame in other ways. But she was innocent. Joseph was a man who had earned his way financially. He could now take a bride, and Mary was still young. He must have thought that it was all just a mistake, but he didn't want to see her harmed in any way. You could say that he had pity on her. He probably didn't know her that well yet, as marriages were arranged. He could just get on with life and find someone else, and she could move on too. But then he has a dream. And the Lord wants Joseph to do something. Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son. You shall call his name Jesus. He will save his people from their sins. The words that God had given had to be fulfilled. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel. What it means by virgin, the understanding of this word in the Old Testament was not just a young woman, but one who had never had relations with a man. The child was more than just a child. He was a child from God, a miracle. One as from ancient days, God taking on human flesh, invulnerable, just as we are vulnerable, needing the protection and care of a just dad like Joseph here on earth. Joseph was a good earthly father to his son who had saved the people from their sins. But after the visit to Jerusalem at the Passover when Jesus was a boy, we don't hear anything more about Joseph in the Gospels. Where did he go? Listen to what happened at the crucifixion, John chapter 19, verse 26. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her to his own home. The man that God gave his son on earth to care for him and raise him wasn't present at the crucifixion, presumably because he had already gone on to the Lord. There's this cloud that hangs over earthly life. We all know that it's there, that we have to deal with it. There are these people who play an important role in our lives, and they're not going to be with us here forever. Many of these people who God gave us to raise us, to care for us, to support us, are not here with us, and even now we miss them. This little boy that was born in Bethlehem, born in a stable, laid in a manger, came to deal with that problem. There's this thing called sin that entered the world in very ancient times, which required a solution from God. The penalty for sin is death. And the people of the world required a ransom from sin. The little baby born so long ago was born to save us from our sins. We needed someone to be more than a Superman for us, someone who could pay for all of our sins as a ransom, taking our place, taking the sins of the world on his back. Jesus did that at the cross. He purchased us out of sin and death. Have you ever had anyone pay a bill for you at a restaurant? You know, then that you can go freely. The bill has been paid. You're not on the hook for the costs of the meal. But what if the people holding your tab never told you that it was paid for? What if they forgot? What if they purposely held back that information? That would be a treacherous thing, wouldn't it? We are all going to face this thing called death because we were born into this sinful world. But for us who believe in the Lord, we are not on the hook for hell too. We are not on the hook for the ultimate punishment for our sins. Jesus has paid the tab. And more glorious, perhaps even than that night when the angels appeared to the shepherds, was the beautiful morning when Christ rose from the dead, breaking the seal of the tomb. By his blood we are ransomed from death, and we will rise again. We will be with God. We will see the Josephs that have passed from our lives, yes. But we will see our ultimate Father, who is always there for us, always raising us, always caring for us, who sent his Son Jesus to save us. As you live your life, let it be a testimony to the Jesus who saved you out of sin and death, who paid the bill for your ransom, and has redeemed you from sin and death, that you might have life eternal. And be sure to tell others, tell them winsomely, that Jesus is the Son of God who paid the ransom for their bill, too. Amen. We continue with additional prayers. Lord Heavenly Father, we pray that You would be with the peoples of the world and guide them. Help them to know you. Help them to pray to you, to seek your love and your grace through your Son, Jesus. Lord, we pray that you'd be with those who govern, that they would seek your will, and that they would do what is good and right and salutary. We pray, Lord, that you guide the peoples of the earth to you, that you would care for us according to our needs, that you would provide us with house and home, clothing, shoes, whatever we need. We pray that you would bring healing to those who need healing, for those dealing with cancer, for those dealing with COVID, for those who are mourning, for those dealing with illnesses of the mind, for those rehabilitating. Whatever their needs, Lord, we pray that those who seek you would be healed and restored. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. And now the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you. Amen. Our special verse is the one that comes from Matthew chapter 1 as well as from Isaiah. Verse 23, Matthew chapter 1. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. All of our scripture verses come from the English Standard Version of Scripture.
Gentle Mary laid her child lowly in a manger. There he lay the undefiled to the world a stranger. Such a babe in such a place, can he be the Savior? As the saved of all the race who have found his favor. Angels sang about his birth, wise men sought and found him. Heaven's stars shone brightly forth, glory all around him. Shepherds saw a wondrous sight, heard the angels singing. All the plains were lit that night, all the hills were ringing. Gentle Mary laid her child lowly in a manger. He is still the undefiled, but no more a stranger. Son of God of humble birth, beautiful the story. Glory.